D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time, isn't it? A chance for us to take a look at the lives of those who have recently passed and kind of consider their contributions to gain a bedroom in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. You know what I meant. And I believe we're onto a new one. Did we close out 510?
Incorrect, Bob. But we could do it today.
There you go, Bob.
Currently occupied by Jane Goodall and Diane Keaton.
Oh, wow. An all-female.
We have never
trifecta.
Had an all-female trifecta. And with all due respect to Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
He'll have his day next week.
He will.
Hypothetically.
I don't know if he would enjoy going in there with those two anyway.
It's
been definitely not this one.
We turn our attention to somebody who's been in the waiting room longer, and she is the one and only Sister Jean Dolores Bertha Schmidt.
Are we joined by our seventh Supreme Court Justice, Donovan Lewis?
Hey, I've been here. Hello.
You know, Donovan, let me just say,
Don't get cranky.
Every week, I just want to apologize for Bob.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
That man 9 of the best years of my life.
Right. And once you guys got divorced, he acts like it never happened.
I know.
It did happen.
I don't understand
I love Donovan with all my heart. I got a little excited because Sister Jean was getting her big day. Sister Jean, you may or may not know, because we don't always celebrate the lives of Catholic nuns here on the Hard Line.
Well, you don't. I do.
We will today. As she became a big celebrity at age 98, when she was several decades into her run as team chaplain of Loyola of Chicago. But that year, when she was 98 years old and headed towards that 99th birthday, she was definitely the talisman for the Loyola Chicago, Cinderella story run to the 2018 Final Four. And she got there, of course, by being that team's chaplain and super fan since the very early 90s. And at that point became a national story because we don't see very many extremely elderly ladies as the almost mascot of a college basketball team on the run.
No, she was the mascot. And it happened twice, right?
They went on another run after that, yes. But this one went to the Final Four in San Antonio. Charles Barkley was taken with her. Barack Obama was taken with her.
And was she dating one of the players at the time?
I don't think she was dating one of the players at the time.
She was only dating Jesus.
Oh.
She had a bobblehead that came out. A couple years later, a memoir came out, and unfortunately...
Yeah, wasn't there someone famous that did the memoir with her, like Seth?
Seth Davis.
Yeah, Seth Davis.
And unfortunately, she left us a couple weeks ago at the age of 106.
Okay, now this to me is an incredibly interesting one, because, yes, she became famous in the sports world because of her age. Not because of being like a nun or not because of anything great. We all marveled at the fact that a 98 and then a couple of years later, I think she was 102 when they went to the final.
Man, I didn't know she aged like that.
Well, yeah, what's interesting is like she was 99, but then 2 years later she was 101. And then 3 years later she was 102.
Right, but the only reason that we knew about her again is because they made another run.
That's
so
right.
It wasn't like Sister Jean was, we were like, hey, what's Sister Jean up to?
Yeah.
Well, one knew. No one cared. But
arguably she was a pretty mid nun.
Well, no, that's not true because she said, I may be an old nun, but I know my hoops. And who can forget when she struck out Javi Baez, and the Hard Line covered that moment live.
Okay, Donovan, I just want you to know what you're about to hear.
Oh, I know what I'm hearing, and I've heard it several times, and I love it. So play it, please.
I would just like to say, as Corby pushes back, this alone might get her in.
It might, but I just want you to know that I am sitting 6 feet away from Bob. He's looking at his computer screen. I see out of the corner of my eye what he's looking at. I have no idea what's going on, and I am thrown into this really dirty trap.
Did you see the longer clip of Sister Jean's pitch?
No.
Because she did kind of a elaborate wind-up.
Yeah, it's the...
Yeah, she was like, hamana, hamana, hamana.
Yeah. They got her striking out Javi Baez here with the slider.
God, what if he would have rocketed one right back at her temple?
Well, I don't think it's real, Corey.
Yeah, there wasn't really a batter in the batter's box.
Swinging as hard as he can.
And then they had that whole flag burning.
Yeah, the flag in the locker room. Okay.
Are you serious? You thought you didn't think that was real.
I did. He just showed it to me.
Man, Baez can't hit the outside off speed.
She's awesome.
He can't hit a 103-year-old.
I thought maybe it was just like
how embarrassing for this guy.
Like a playlet up there.
That is
what if he hit her?
How reckless.
There's just a baseball lodged in her skull.
Because
it just goes through the back of her head and leaves a smoke trail.
Because I swear to God, the swing that Javi takes is as hard as a major leaguer could possibly swing.
I'm like, whoa.
When have you ever known a first pitch to have a batter?
I don't know.
In the batter's box. But then again, though, even if you thought about it, when will a 100-year-old that's in a school on a scooter go out there and pitch to a live batter? When would that ever happen?
I don't know, Donovan.
And why would a major leaguer chase a slider in the dirt from a 103-year-old woman?
Why is she going to take the first pitch at least?
Well, she knew he couldn't hit junk, so
she knew Javi would be sitting fastball.
And she threw the most perfect outside in the dirt pitch. Even the catcher had the glove patented on the ground on the outside, just giving her an aiming point.
Javi's dead red. She's reading the scouting reports. She's like, I know what I'm doing. Let me pull the string on Baez.
All right.
So she's in, right?
Well, again, I'm making the point that she's famous because she's old.
We vote.
Well, but it's our trifecta lakes.
We vote for celebrities because they're celebrities, right. And Sister Jean is clearly
Lando.
Yeah, we have to
Lando.
Do it in the proper order.
Are you, what are you saying?
Not worthy.
Not? Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. DJ?
She's the perfect woman. Still playing sports into her hundreds. Yes. And
Connor?
Yeah, she's in.
Connor had to think about it.
Donovan?
I was going to vote no with Lando.
All right, so it's 2-2.
Dave?
I think she would be the perfect roommate for Diane Keaton and Jane Goodall, so I vote in.
You know where I'm going.
Well, then she's in.
She's
it
in.
Doesn't matter what happens with me. I would have voted no, just... Because I don't like the way she dirtied me.
Because she pranked you.
Yeah. She done me dirty.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right, Donovan.
You would have rocketed it back to her. I want that. Every time you call me, I want that clip to ring.
What if she flashed the glove?
That's exactly. Somebody needs to do an AI with where she has a glove and catches it like right in front of her face.
And then like flips it with the glove to first base.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, would they have played
the game? Doubles off the runner.
If Javi Baez would have made her skull explode, would they have still played the game?
But what if he would have laid down a bun and she would have had to go in with a scooter to go get it and throw it to first? But she's going real slow. He's like a third.
Why is everybody bunching
she's
on the
racing
100?
Him down the first baseline trying to tag him?
Boy, this is great.
They get him in a pickle and they're going back and forth. And she's on the scooter trying to tag him.
She's like on the seat for elderly going upstairs.
Yeah.
Down the first baseline. All right. E! News is coming up next.
Bye, Donnie.